Today, our prayer focus as we continue to pray for the cities is the environmental factors. Weather affects our day-to-day operations. We have no control over it. Fires could start from natural or man-made ignitions. Winds, flooding, droughts all contribute to potential disasters, with the potential of people getting ill or hurt, property damage, roads become impassable. Air quality, pollution, smog also potentially harm the residents. How often do we think to pray about the environmental factors that face your community? Usually we're quick to do so after a disaster hits. Might praying in advance when we receive notifications that we could take it to the Lord in prayer be a better approach? Are not five sparrows sold for 2 pennies, Jesus asked, yet not one of them is forgotten by God. Since we're created in Jesus in God's image, let's also be mindful of those things that God has created. Prayer Thrive offers 24 points to consider when praying for the environment, and we added a few others. So Father, we lift up our communities. We pray that we as a collective community, along with those that make decisions and put them into practice, will leave a legacy for future generations. That we would have cleaner air and they would do everything they can to help that come about, to improve it. I know that in our own community, we are in one of the worst air qualities in America. We pray for the rivers and lakes, reservoirs, dams, that there be enough to provide sufficient water, that they would be maintained, kept clean, prevented from things being put in them that are inappropriate. We pray for the forests, that they would be also carefully maintained to prevent fires. We pray for the wildlife, that they would be protected to maintain the ecosystem, that humans would have the fear of God not to pollute or toss anything that would cause a potential fire igniter. For the soil and the gardens, that they would attribute to improve oxygen, and more people would consider doing that. That there would be good weather for the environment to produce natural resources that we need to live. That people would be grateful for the creation around them. Sufficient trees and proper landscape in urban areas. Education to care for the environment without idolizing it. And we add that the decision makers, law enforcement, first responders, etc., that are all involved with the environment, that they would find solutions to the problems, prevention and preparedness for disasters, and laws to protect the land and air. God, we are grateful that you are the creator of the universe. All that we see that's natural, you provided. You are the God that created it so that we could have rain, wind, appropriate, and this beautiful air that comes from oxygen, from all the different things that you made. Each part has a plan and a purpose. We pray that people will learn to appreciate and take care of, and people will provide opportunities, education, and even laws to encourage us to take care of what you've given us. We never want to take it for granted. We are grateful. Thank you, Lord, for creating this universe in Jesus' name.